works on. Now, we never did use any of this old prepared salt. We all just use regular old-fashioned salt. And then we'd go to work and hang them up and smoke them. And of course, the sausage and stuff like that, we always can that in take these gallon syrup buckets you used to get, you see, and just take them part way, cook them pretty well, put them down in there, and then pour hot lard over the top of them, see, put the lid on them. Well, then you wanted some of them along the summertime, I'd go get one of those gallons out, dig them out and finish frying them, and they was ready to go, see.
They're doing that now, putting sausage in cans and putting it in the just the way they used to.
Yeah.
And I guess it's rather expensive when you buy it that way.
Well, that's pretty, you see, you never lost the lard, because
you use that too.
You'd use that when you went to taking your sausage out, of course you had the lard to use, you know. So lard is the only shortening they had back in those days. It was not too good for a person, I don't think.
My grandmother always used to insist on lard. She wouldn't use any of these commercial oils or anything. She was for lard.
Well, you take eating. Now, that's one thing that my dad always had, was plenty to eat. He might not have too much money sometimes, but he had plenty to eat. We'd always put up hogs in the wintertime, and we'd eat pork during the wintertime, and our deviation from pork was quail or duck or rabbit or squirrel or something like that, you see. Well, then in the spring, you know, I went a little while and we had chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then we'd eat chicken all summer, you know, until we'd get tired of chicken, and then we'd go to... And in the wintertime, we used to always kill the beef and divide it up among about four of them go together and kill a beef and take a quarter around, and then another one kill a beef and take a quarter around.
That's one of the annoying things about beef. They're so big.
Yeah, and you've got to have it in this part of the country. It's got to be back when we did it. It had to be in the dead of winter, because you didn't have a way of keeping beef if it got hot, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And so you had to do that when the winter was cold, or you could hang it out in the smokehouse and stay cold. You know, sometimes freeze up as hard as you can brick back.
By George, that's right. There's old cold winters when you go out and smell all your meat. What did you have on the windows of your houses? Those things that you could pull down to cover them?
Yeah, just ordinary shades.
Yeah.
Were these the kind that were on the rollers?
Yeah.
How about the upstairs of your house?
Well, we had two rooms upstairs. Many houses was built with an upstairs. The first house that Daddy built, we sold that place, though. He had four rooms upstairs.
Boy.
He built a house with four rooms down, and there's five rooms down and four rooms up. But we sold that place, and then we bought another house and bought another place, and it only had two rooms upstairs. Mm-hmm. That is where my room was upstairs. Mm-hmm. We had five rooms down and two rooms up in it.
Good
size. They used to have pretty good sized houses. Most of the houses were pretty good sized, you know. Didn't cost like them to build them like this now.
I mean, build them good and square and use every bit of room.
And they done the work themselves, you know. Now you take my dad, who's a good carpenter, he could do anything. The way of carpenter work. And we always had a good big barn, and of course we had a lot of stock.
Mm-hmm. Now you mentioned the barn. What did you call the upstairs in that?
Hayloft.
It was a hayloft.
Yeah.